Norman Van Aken is a regular contributor to South Florida Arts Beat, and you can hear A Word on Food Saturday mornings during Weekend Edition. This is South Florida Arts Beat. I'm Caroline Brader-Watts, and this is a bittersweet day for us here at WLRN. This is our final episode of South Florida Arts Beat. It has been a thrill and an honor for me to sit in as guest host, but here's our friend, host, and producer, Ed Bell, with some final thoughts.
And last but not least, to wrap up this final edition of South Florida Arts Beat, I'd like to sing the praises of those many great supporters and contributors of the show over the past 16 years of arts programming. Hello, Ed Bell with you today. You know, it's been said that we all stand on the shoulders of those who came before us, and it's quite true in the long production history of this radio program. So let me begin by thanking my WLRN administrators for allowing me to cover the exploding art scene of South Florida that we've all enjoyed for so many years. Thanks to John Labonia, our WLRN TV and radio general manager, Peter Maertz, WLRN radio program director, and Adrian Kennedy, executive producer. Thanks to my fellow co-workers, Joe Cooper, producer and co-host, with Bonnie Berman of Topical Currents, together with associate producer Richard Ives. Thanks to my technical directors over the years, Andy Wagner and Paul Leary. Paul also has done a great job as the show's social media producer, giving us a wonderful presence on our website, WLRN.org. Thanks to Claudia Munoz for her beautiful graphics work for the show. Special thanks to my great sound engineer for all my monthly live music performances for years, Chris DeAngelis. Thanks to Steinway's gift to South Florida, piano tuning team extraordinaire, Carl and Hannah Roeder. A big thanks go out to our WLRN TV staff who assisted us each month on the music performances, Alan Tomlinson, director of TV programming and production, Chip Richards, TV production manager, Doug Clark, Al Chikoy, John Stubbs, Ricardo Presage, and Carrie Hedrick. Also, a big thanks to our longtime sponsor for the live music presentations, Pollo Tropical, and a great appreciation to our wonderful staff at Friends of WLRN, Norvell Jackson and his great staff. I've been so fortunate to have been able to work with some of South Florida's finest journalists on the show. Thank you so much to Judith Bishop, a former New York City television news reporter and producer for Chris Matthews, Charles Greenfield, who wrote for the Coral Gables Gazette, the Miami Herald, and the Sun Sentinel, film critic Dan Hudak of PunchDrunkMovies.com, who brought us big names from the film and television arenas, and Bob Weinberg, who covered jazz and blues musical genres on the show and wrote for the South Florida Alternative Press, XS News Magazine, and City Link, as well as the Sun Sentinel and the Miami Herald, and currently writes and edits for the national music magazine Jazzes. My art calendar contributors on the show helped us convey a massive amount of art information over the years to our listeners. They are all arts administrators for their various counties and contributed a spectacular job on the show. Special thanks go out to Deborah Margol, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs, Jody Horn-Lashinsky, Assistant Director of the Broward Cultural Division, Bill Nix, Vice President of the Palm Beach County Cultural Council, and most currently, Marilyn Bauer, Director of Marketing and Governmental Affairs for the Palm Beach County Cultural Council. Andy Newman covered the Florida Keys for the Florida Keys and Key West Tourism Council. And thanks to Michael Aller, Mr. Miami Beach, for his art calendar reports. Let me also thank the hundreds of superb musicians who have performed on the show over the years, a dozen groups each year for 16 years. We are all so fortunate to live in such a musically rich area. South Florida is an extraordinary hotbed of diverse music styles performed by excellent musicians. Many other dedicated contributors helped us out over the years. Big thanks go out to Bonnie Berman for her wonderful segments on South Florida's humane societies and animal sanctuaries. Our theater coverage was started years ago on the show by Iris Acker, then continued by Brandon Thorpe, and helped by WLRN's own Paul Leary. Richard Pachter came over from the Miami Herald business section to give us great pieces about music and literature. Adrian Anderson contributed incisive reports about current computer trends. Diego Saldana Rojas came over from the WLRN Miami Herald news team to give us on-site reports from art walks in Miami-Dade and Broward counties. And for 10 years, our resident humorist was Buzz Fleischman. A big thanks to each and every kind contributor who helped move South Florida Arts Beat forward. We hope you've enjoyed listening to the show over the past 16 years, and we hope that our efforts have informed your world. It is also my hope that you will continue to hear from these great South Florida Arts Beat reporters about South Florida's growing arts explosion in future radio programs. I want to thank you, our listeners, for your kind support and your great generosity all through the years. It has been a pleasure to serve you. Until we meet again, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye, enjoy,